Welcome to BallBB.com, your personal football cheerleader and the latest football news website. MLS Commissioner Don Garber on celebrity ownership's transformative impact on the league's landscape. Huddle in the Hamptons takes place as sporting execs meet MLS Commissioner Garber speaks on celebrity-driven ownership in league raves about Beckham at Inter Miami. MLS Commissioner Don Garber was an invitee at Huddle in the Hamptons. This past week, an executive-level event that brings together individuals from sports, technology, media, and finance each year. A key talking point across conversations was how celebrity-driven ownership, across all sports, is a rapidly growing trend, but in soccer, it's becoming an influential tool to elevate individual programs and clubs in the footballing world. Valuations of clubs across the world are surging, Front Office Sports says, and MLS has been a league to take advantage of that in recent years. Our best example is Beckham, Garber said at the event on Friday. He is an active owner. He comes to board meetings. He has a global perspective. He works hard, and he gives us the benefit of his gazillion Instagram followers. High-profile ownership groups across the league include legendary English footballer David Beckham at Inter Miami, and Hollywood A-list actors Will Ferrell at LAFC and Reese Witherspoon at Nashville SC. Garber also praised Ferrell due to his consistent advocacy for the black and gold and his unique influence on the club's culture and fanbase. He goes to games, he brings his friends to games, he talks to the players, and he does it in a way that's very beneficial to us, he said. Meanwhile, alongside Beckham, Inter Miami superstar Lionel Messi has had an ownership stake in the Herons, promised to him upon retirement if he wanted to buy into the club. However, Garber revealed that he's probably not someone the Argentine is thinking about at the moment, following the decision to suspend him one match for skipping the 2025 MLS All-Star Game. I don't think he wants to talk to me, Garber said. Per Foss, soccer is the sport where celebrity-driven ownership is moving the fastest. Being at UBS, I've seen the value of these teams go, said Adewale Ogunlai, head of sports and entertainment, UBS. We're getting interest from clients that want to participate and want to own these teams. From a personal standpoint, me and my wife are priced out. The PE firms have taken the valuations of these teams to a level that, if you own the team, you're happy. But if you want to get on the ground level, it's going to cost you a significant chunk of your money to get in now. Due to the rapid expansion of American soccer in the USL, NWSL and MLS, first-time owners are making plays to join franchises before they too get priced out. It's a smart business move, not only for them, but for the clubs that are being formed, added Leslie Osborne, co-founder of NWSL side Bay FC. If you have athletes who have succeeded at the highest level possible, that have seen both sides on and off the field, it's only going to help both on the business side but also as an investment side. So there is more to come. MLS action resumes next weekend, with Match Day 29 kicking off Saturday evening. MLS Commissioner Don Garber on celebrity ownership's transformative impact. Major League Soccer, MLS, has undergone a remarkable evolution in recent years, and a significant driver of this change has been the influx of celebrity ownership groups. Commissioner Don Garber has consistently highlighted the positive impact these high-profile investors are having, not just financially, but also in terms of elevating the league's profile and attracting a new generation of fans. This article delves into Garber's perspective, examining the benefits, challenges, and future implications of this trend in MLS expansion and soccer in the USA. The shift in league perception. For years, MLS struggled to shake off the perception of being a retirement league. While the quality of play has steadily improved, attracting recognizable names, not just as players, but as owners, has been crucial in changing that narrative. Garber has repeatedly emphasized that celebrity involvement brings a level of mainstream attention that traditional sports marketing simply couldn't achieve. It's about more than just money. It's about cultural relevance. The presence of figures like Ryan Reynolds, Wrexham AFC, though not MLS, it's a similar model impacting perception, Will Ferrell, and LeBron James, potential future owner, instantly validates the league in the eyes of a broader audience. This increased MLS visibility is a key component of the league's long-term strategy. Benefits of celebrity ownership beyond the investment. The advantages extend far beyond the initial capital injection. Here's a breakdown of the key benefits, as often discussed by Garber in interviews and league presentations. Increased brand awareness. Celebrities bring their existing fan bases and media connections to the table, significantly boosting the league's brand recognition. Enhanced marketing reach. Owners actively promote their teams and the league through their social media channels and public appearances, attracting corporate sponsors. High-profile ownership groups often have established relationships with major corporations, leading to increased sponsorship opportunities. Fan engagement. Celebrities can create unique and engaging experiences for fans, fostering a stronger connection to the team and the league. Global appeal. International celebrities can help expand the league's reach into new markets. Case studies. Examining the impact. Several teams exemplify the positive effects of celebrity ownership. Let's look at a few examples. Team. Celebrity owners impact. Inter Miami CF. David Beckham. Initial catalyst for celebrity interest. Global brand recognition. Los Angeles FC. Will Ferrell. Magic Johnson. Strong local engagement, increased media coverage. Charlotte FC, Marshawn Lynch, attracted a diverse fan base, boosted community involvement. David Beckham's involvement with Inter Miami CF was arguably the first major signal that MLS was entering a new era. His star power and global recognition were instrumental in attracting investment and building a passionate fan base. More recently, the LAFC ownership group, featuring Will Ferrell and Magic Johnson, has demonstrated how local celebrities can galvanize a community and create a unique team identity. These examples showcase the diverse ways in which celebrity ownership can contribute to a team's success. Don Garber's perspective, a strategic approach. Garber isn't simply welcoming any celebrity with deep pockets. He's emphasized the importance of finding owners who are genuinely passionate about soccer culture and committed to the long-term success of their teams. He's looking for partners who will actively engage with the community, invest in youth development, and contribute to the overall growth of the league. The vetting process is rigorous, ensuring that new owners align with the league's values and strategic objectives. He's stated publicly that the goal isn't just to add names to a list, but to build sustainable, thriving franchises, challenges and considerations. While the benefits are clear, there are also challenges associated with celebrity ownership. Maintaining a balance between entertainment value and sporting integrity is crucial, ensuring that the focus remains on the game itself, rather than solely on the personalities involved, is paramount. Furthermore, managing expectations and navigating the potential for media scrutiny requires careful planning and communication. Garber acknowledges these challenges and has implemented guidelines to mitigate potential risks. The league is also focused on ensuring that celebrity owners understand the complexities of running a professional sports franchise. The future of MLS ownership. The trend of celebrity ownership is likely to continue, particularly as MLS continues to expand into new markets. Garber has indicated that the league is actively exploring opportunities to attract investors from diverse backgrounds, including entertainment, technology, and business. The goal is to create a diverse ownership base that reflects the league's growing fan base and the evolving landscape of professional sports. The league is also considering innovative ownership models, such as community investment programs, to further broaden participation and foster a sense of ownership among fans. The future of MLS franchises looks bright, fueled by a combination of strategic investment and the power of celebrity influence.